Oh, good evening, audio boo. Well, I'm VR podcasting in my own capacity this time as opposed to as VIP advisor. And I thought I'd chip in on the whole kind of pet peeves thing that Freaky Fru started, because I found it most interesting. Yeah, I can see that people might want to introduce themselves at the front of a boo. I have done that before and try not to, and to keep it to a minimum, apart from on the channel, because obviously people might not have heard it before and stuff. But what has amused me is the thing that often amuses me with these arguments is that people focus on the small things. They focus on the small thing. So, okay, I'm calling this pet peeves, and then something like proportionally misrepresented. Because 2/3 of it wasn't even about Freak Fruit's boo, wasn't even about moaning about the or complaining or pointing out or whatever the fact that people, you know, introduce their boos. That was one of the points. The other one was how Alice is doing, which I found much more important, and he was telling us about that, and you know, I was glad to have that update. Sorry, by the way, mate, to hear that she's still got under the cold and whatever. And then the other part was, sorry, I really find it funny, but and the other part was about the microphone and teaching people how to use microphones. Now, as obviously, if you know the Fwoof, he knows about these things. You know, he's done it all for years, and so actually, you got some free teaching. You got a little update on Alice. And then you got the thing about how introducing your booze at the beginning. And then, you know, like we did with the, no, I'm not even going to mention that, but like, as he's done so many times, people zoom in on the bit that I can't believe he said that. And then they miss everything else. You don't listen to what else is being said. And so then, you know, it's a proportional misrepresentation, isn't it, of someone's whole conversation. So whether or not and to what detail you decipher what was said and who said what and how it was said, and I wasn't misrepresented, and I didn't misunderstand you. So what? It's 1/3, if that, of the whole conversation. And as I said, you got free teaching about how to use the iPhone's microphone, and to be honest, some people can do with a lesson in not twiddling around with the phone and like having loads of things going on at once, so they have to keep touching the phone, because it can be frustrating. He actually said a lot of stuff that I would have said in another context, but don't have to now. In terms of, you know, I mean, we all do. So trying to make ourselves reasonably succinct. I mean, I want some people to get to the point, because, you know, I can't really afford to sit and listen to 25 minutes of audio boo. Now, you know, some may argue that I speak too much sometimes. Well, I know some of my friends have said it, and I try to be aware of that. But it was funny, because the two bigger points were missed, I think, in the Fwoof's boo, and I shall let hail and brimstone come down upon me from Booland, from anyone who disagrees. But it amused me a little bit. And quite honestly, I think some people should just take the toe bogies out of their iPhone mics and some of the recording quality. Honestly, there's no excuse for poor recording quality. It sounds like you have got toe bogies and something stuck in the phone sometimes. Anyway, this isn't aimed at anyone in particular. It's just a general comment, and I hope you find it as amusing as I did recording it. And as I said, lots of horrible stuff doesn't rain down on me from Booland. Bye-bye, everyone, and do tune in to the... do follow the VIP Advisor channel, whether you're visually impaired or not. You're welcome. If you're interested in the lives and the world of visual impairment, then join, you know, and obviously people with a visual impairment are interested in the perspective of sighted people. I'm not sure what your perspective might be and why you might want to come and have a listen and a look around if you're not visually impaired. And if you're sighted and have an interest, if you're not sighted and don't, if you're sighted but don't have an interest in visual impairment, you might think, well, why would you want to come? But we have a perspective that not just in conversation, but you know, music, sound, the how-tos of things, and it's all rather interesting. So yeah, if you want to come down, that's fine. And what I'm saying is, come one, come all, if you wish. But as I said, that's it. I'm going. Bye.